Watch live, Households Hearing on Migrant Youths, Children, at Border. By Neil Monroe on April 27, 2021. House Democrats are holding a hearing about migrant youths and children at the border. With a stacked panel of advocates who back greater migration of foreigners into America's jobs, homes, and neighborhoods. The new inflow of coyote-guided unaccompanied alien children, UAC, is being funded by illegal immigrants who are using their U.S. wages to import their children, or their relatives' children, from Central America. Democrats are eager to support migration and are calling for more funding to house these immigrants until they can be quickly united with their sponsors, mostly parents. Democrats are also eager to portray the migrants as helpless victims of Central American chaos, even though most of the supposed child migrants are job-seeking male youths aged 16, 17, or even older. Few Democrats are willing to admit their welcoming of migrants is helping to cause economic and political problems in the migrant-sending countries which they prefer to lament. "We're complicit as a nation in human trafficking," Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, said at a March 26 press conference in Texas with 17 other Republican senators. He continued, "What did we learn last night? There's a trail on our side of the border with markers placed by the federal government to show illegal immigrants where to go. We learned that we're transporting people who pay coyotes to get here, the last mile with your taxpayer dollar." The coyotes are boasting about their cross-border cooperation with Biden's federal agents. "We deliver children to immigration agents, and immigration agents are responsible for delivering them to their family members in the United States," Daniel, a Guatemalan coyote, told Reuters for a March 23 article. "It's good to take advantage of the moment because children are able to pass quickly, that's what we're telling everyone," he said. The Democrats invited three pro-migration witnesses. They invited Aaron Reichlin Melnick, a policy counsel at the American Immigration Council. The group is a spin-off of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, and it favors more immigration. They also invited Jennifer Podkul, the vice president for advocacy at Kids in Need of Defense, KIND. This organization is an elite-backed support group for migrants, including illegal migrants. It was co-founded by the very wealthy president of Microsoft, Brad Smith. In 2008, KIND was founded by the Microsoft Corporation to address the gap in legal services for unaccompanied minors, says the group's website. The Democrats' third witness is Robert Garcia, the Democrat mayor, Long Beach, California. He migrated as a child illegally with his family. He now urges African Americans to ally with Latinos for greater migration. In a 2016 media interview, he advised immigrants and Latinos to band together with other marginalized groups who have a shared experience of struggle. The USC News story continued, "Garcia's abuelita," he said, "always talked about the African American community and their struggle, and that Latinos can't just be in it for themselves. We need to be in it for anyone who's in that struggle." The GOP members of the committee were allowed to invite one witness, Laura Reese, a former official at the Department of Homeland Security who now works at the Heritage Foundation. The Heritage Foundation zigzags between the two halves of the GOP, the pro-migration donor base of employers and the pro-American base of populist voters.